Today is Father's Day, of course, and the sermon title is Under Authority. I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 12 this morning, and we'll use this scripture here to kick off and start off from. So Luke chapter 12. In Luke chapter 12, we're going to go to verse 16. So Luke chapter 12, verse 16. This is what it says. So Luke chapter 12, verse 16. It's a scripture that many of you are very familiar with, and it says this. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and there I will store all of my crops and all of my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So he is he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God.'" As Father's Day today, or even as parents, let's break this out into a relationship about our children. At the end of the day, if our kids make it to Harvard and don't make it to heaven, we have failed. If they make it to the NBA but die without knowing Jesus, their lives have been wasted. If they earn millions of dollars and live a glamorous lifestyle but don't know Jesus, they have failed miserably. In verse 20 again, it says, "But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" We all desire for our kids to be more than what we are. We want them to be more successful than we have been. We want them to be smarter than we are. We want them to make more money than we have ever made. But never at the expense of not knowing Jesus. I am so proud of our kids at this church. We don't have a lot of kids, but I am so proud of them. I would like to think that I played a small part in their role, in their success. And I'm not speaking of worldly success, but in their success spiritually, in knowing Jesus. For a time, I did lead the youth group. And I'm still looking for somebody that's going to step up and say, "I feel God's anointing to do that." Every time we met, the kids probably could not tell you how many exciting things that we did, because we didn't do very many exciting things. Because they had a 70-year-old guy as a youth leader. Now, that doesn't work very well for excitement. But the most important thing to me was to get them connected to the Word of God. And today, we have Andrew and Leo and Abby that operate the sound booth almost every week. Staten is involved in the prayer chain. He's involved in weekly devotions, and he runs the media ministry. Jason Vincic and Taylor and Grace all know the Lord Jesus, and all are very serious about their faith. And it just makes me feel really proud that I may have played a small portion of that. In fact, I asked Staten if he would speak next Sunday to the congregation. So he's going to share from the Word next Sunday. I'm going to meet with Jason, which he doesn't know, but I'm going to meet with him after church this week. And Jason is a very good speaker as well. And he spoke to different groups at his school. And I'm going to ask him, because I want him to speak before he goes back to school this fall. Very proud that they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they are living for him today, because it is so much in the church today. The kids, when they leave the house, they leave the Bible behind them. And we have to stop that flow. That flow of, I've been there, I've been that, I went to church when I was a kid, that's in my past. It's no longer a part of my life. As a youth leader, I can tell you, We spent more time in the first nine chapters of Genesis than anywhere else in the Bible. The first nine chapters forms the foundation of the whole Bible. It speaks of creation. It speaks of the sovereignty of God. It talks about marriage. It talks about the family. The value of humanity. We are created in the image of God. We are God's masterpiece of all of creation. And kids need to know and understand that they are special. And that they are special in God's eyes. The destructive power of sin. God's amazing grace through the covenant relationship. Let's just take a look at one of them to begin with, and that would be creation. Turn with me to Genesis 1:1. We don't have time to look at all of them, so we're just going to look at one of them today, and then we're going to move on. But in Genesis 1:1, it says this, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That's it. If you don't have that right, you'll never have anything else left in the Bible right. You got to have the very first verse of the very first chapter of the Bible right. God created. The biblical account of creation is the only account that is documented proof about the creation of this world. And let me tell you, brother and sister, it's the only account that makes any sense. There was a pastor that was on a plane. They were on a flight somewhere, and he was sitting beside this young man. And when he sat down beside him, he thought, oh boy, this ought to be an interesting trip. And he asked him, do you believe in God? And he says, no, I do not believe in God. I believe in intelligence. So you do not believe in creation? He says, no, I do not believe in creation. He says, then what do you believe in? He says, I believe in the Big Bang Theory. I believe that there was a massive explosion and everything came into existence. And the pastor looked at him and he says, so let me ask you one question. Where did all the things come from, like the materials, to create the world and everything in it? Where did that all come from? End of discussion. We could spend weeks going over each one of these areas of truth. So obviously we don't have time to cover them all this morning. We could make a list of all the things that we need to teach our kids spiritually between age 1 and age 18. But today, dads, I want to break it down to one topic. And I believe that this is the most important topic that we as dads can ever role model as an example to our children. And that topic is this, that we are under the authority of a sovereign God. Decisions are made, choices in life are made and decided by the sovereign direction of God. I don't lead my life, God leads my life. Because we are under His authority. If you as parents are not under the sovereign authority of God, then whose authority are you under? Yours? When you look at the world under its own authority, you see a world that is lost beyond description. Our public school systems are lost. Look at, we've got mayors that we're voting and politicians that we are voting in place that are socialist. You would have never thought that you would ever see that in our country, and people are flocking to them. Why? It's because our children have been so deceived in the schools and the colleges today that they think that that is the right way to go. Well, if you think it's the right way to go, just get on a plane and go over to live in Russia for a while. You would change your mind soon. No, our world that we live in today has lost all direction. There's things that you hear that people are promoting and saying that just do not make any sense whatsoever in the world that we live in today. Because we live in a world that's directed and dominated by the God with the little g of this world, the adversary. When you live your life under your own authority, it will lead you away from God. It will never lead you to Him. When you live your life under God's authority, it will lead you into a closer relationship. And it's a closer relationship in which your kids need to view in your life. You know, when I was growing up, and so early in the church, it was moms that took the kids to church. Moms took them to Sunday school. Moms taught Sunday school. Moms did VBS. Moms taught this. Mom took care of this. Mom took care of the meals. Mom took care of all the luncheons at the church. And when there was a fundraiser, that was the moms that was doing that. Where was the dads at? They were at home. Well, who did all the kids pattern their life after? Dad. Because if it wasn't important to him, then it was not going to be important to them. It would not be important. But when a dad that lives his life for the Lord Jesus Christ and he teaches his children, I don't do these things over here because I am led by the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ and his life. I am led by the Word of God. I'm not a part of those things over there because God doesn't desire for me to be a part of those things. When you teach that to your children and role model that into their lives, all of a sudden they start seeing, and all of a sudden that connection is made. The greatest evangelistic area and tool in your whole entire life is with your children. You can't wait till they get to be adults and have them come here and have Pastor Leo talk to them. You need to teach them when they're this high how important that Jesus is in their life, because Jesus is this important in your own life. We start out with the life of Jesus. Turn with me to John chapter 5 and verse 19. We'll look at a couple of scriptures here. John chapter 5 and verse 19. John 5 and verse 19. In John chapter 5 verse 19 it says this, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, that the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." What did he say in the beginning? "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, those are the things that he does." Turn with me to John chapter 8 and verse 28. John chapter 8 and verse 28. In John chapter 8, verse 28, it says, Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has what? Taught me. I speak these things, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." Living under God's authority, we will live a life that is pleasing unto God. Now turn with me to Luke chapter 22. We'll look at one more example of Jesus. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. In verse 42, it says this, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus was at all times under the authority of the Father, and should we be any different? And the answer is, no, we should not. So let me ask you today, whose authority are you living under today? Who are you living under? Your life under whose authority? Yours or God's? Your choices in life, your decisions in life will all reflect whose authority that you are under, yours or God's. The Word tells us we are to be under the authority of God Himself. If you turn with me to Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, Romans 12 and verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, we see what they call the Lord's Prayer. in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And this is what it says, Matthew 6, verse 9. I better get to the right book, hadn't I? Matthew 6 and verse 9. It says, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything that we should pray for, we are always praying that God's will be done. And when we are praying for God's will to be done in our lives, we are saying that God is sovereign over my life. God knows best and better than I do. I want God's will to be done in this situation. I want God's will to be done in my life. I want God's will to be done in this church. I want God's will to be done in my family. I want God's will to be done on this earth. Because He is all sovereign. One last scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. In chapter 6, if you go to verse 19. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. And verse 19 says this. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you have been bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If I were to tell the dads one thing today, and that would be to role model before your children, if you want them to grow up believing and loving in God, it would be role model to them that you are under the authority of God in your decision making and everything that you do. Let's pray. Father, we just are thankful today for Father's Day. We're thankful for the dads, and we just appreciate them so much. And Lord, in many ways, I am singing to the choir today or preaching to the choir because dads are here, and dads are here with their children. But maybe it's an encouragement to them that they are doing the right thing, they are going the right way, that all of our children go through a crisis of faith, but we want them to know that God is the one that they always need to turn to, not the world. Father, help us to be the role models that you would want us to be. Help us, the dads and the leaders in the church, to be the role models that you would want us to be before all of our children. And we ask this today, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.